This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This was not a good day for Under Armour. Shares cratered after the sportswear company reported disappointing earnings and a fourth quarter loss, and it said it might 86 plans to open a flagship store on Fifth Avenue. But really, in this digital day and age of getting what you want, when you want it, right to your front door, what is the point of a flagship store anyway? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra went to the world's most famous flagship address to report the story.
Fifth Avenue is packed with flagship stores. I started on 57th Street, where you'll find all the luxury brands. There's Tiffany, the quintessential American flagship. Also Dolce & Gabbana, Harry Winston, and Louis Vuitton, where you're greeted by giant screens showing models walking the runway.
And you feel like you're in the front row. You're seeing limited edition furniture. You know, you see fine art.
Bronwyn Cosgrave hosts the fashion podcast A Different Tweed. We met up in front of the store.
It's not just about shoes and handbags. You are conjuring a lifestyle.
She says flagship stores are an advertisement.
It's a big poster for your brand.
Maybe it says prestige, or maybe it says fun, like the Lego flagship store, where there's a green dragon made of Legos coming out of the ceiling, and a sales associate named Max who walks over to us holding up a Lego in the shape of a T-bone steak.
Hello, it's nice to meet you. I just want to let you know, this here is a prime example of a rare piece.
And you have stand-up comedians operating as a sales team.
The thing is, operating a flagship store can be incredibly expensive. The average rent on Fifth Avenue is almost $3,000 per square foot. Add in the cost of designing and building the store, and you have to be really sure. Michael Londrigan at the Business and Fashion College LIM says once you do all that,
much more difficult than to rent or to sell or to move it to the next person, because they might come in and say, oh, geez, it's going to cost me that much more now to change it to my vision.
It sounds like Under Armour wasn't sure. It said today it's planning to focus on its smaller, more profitable locations. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.